Here at the Midwest Ag Expo, Gordyville, USA, it's opening day of this two-day event. Joining me is Johnny Morgan from Travel Trailer Sales and Service. Got quite a display here, sir.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we brought four portable buildings in. We brought a chicken coop, an open cattle or horse run. We brought a little cottage shed. And then we brought a 12-by-24 portable building, garage.
Now, all of these buildings that you have on display here and the ones that you have back at your main location can be customized, individualized locations, right?
That's right. You know, if you want a five-stall horse barn or whatever, we can get it built for you. It's relatively easy. Just come in and you'll talk to our lady, Linda, and she'll get you drawn up and get it all designed for you, and then they'll build it.
So all makes and sizes, right? Different sizes from small to large.
Oh, Jesus. We start out like a little 8x8, and then we can go up to like a 16x60. So the possibilities are wide open.
The last few years, we've seen a lot of people getting into raising chickens.
That's right. You know, chicken coops and chicken barns have become really popular. And, you know, we've got several of them. We've got some with runs, some without runs. This particular one here is of course without, and this one right here will hold about 8 or 9 chickens.
Well, that's awesome. Now you've got to say the displays here,
that's
but
right.
They can go back to the shop. You also have material here that they can look at some other ones that are not here.
That's right. Linda's brought, not only has she brought a pan full of literature, but she also has a little video machine here of all of our buildings and all the chicken coops that are available.
And if somebody purchases one, you'll have it delivered to their home?
Yeah, usually within about 2 or 3 days, they'll come get the building and take it to your location. And it's free delivery within 50 miles of Travel Trailers.
Now, do most people set these up on concrete, or they set up in different ways?
Well, interesting that you say that, because I was just talking to a gentleman earlier, and he was saying he needed to get a pad poured first. Well, with these buildings, you don't have to, because they set these on 6x6 runners,
okay.
So the air goes underneath and vents everything really nice. And, of course, they have a awesome warranty on these floors, too. So it's special-treated material, so it never rots and goes bad on you.
I was getting ready to ask you about the warranty on the buildings. What's a typical warranty like on one of these?
I'm going to have to read the literature, but I think they said lifetime guarantee on the structure.
That's awesome. And where are they made? They're made right here in East Central Illinois, right?
That's right. They're actually made in Rockville by the Amish.
That is Amish. Amish built. You can't go wrong.
That's right. And you can just tell the craftsmanship here.
Travel Trailer Sales and Service, one of the many exhibitors you're going to see here at the Midwest Ag Expo. 185 exhibits here. Take time to go through and stop and talk to Johnny and the crew here. They're going to be here the next 2 days to meet people and greet people.
That's right. We sure hope to see you out here at the Ag Show, because let me tell you, this place is absolutely packed with vendors. I think they said over 180-something vendors. We got tool guys here. We got a guy selling honey here. It's just an awesome place to be. If you're interested in, you know, farm equipment or even some hobby farming at home, we got some small compact tractors here that'll work great at your house.
Absolutely. We want to thank you for providing the building that we're broadcasting out of today as well.
Sure. Well, anytime. Usually it's a camper,
yep.
But today it's a building.
That's all right. We're inside where it's nice and warm.
Blessed for that.
Thanks, Johnny, for joining us.
Thank you, David. Have a good day now.
You too, sir. Park it here all day long for more reports from the Midwest Ag Expo at Gordyville, USA in Gifford, just east of Rantoul on US 136.